You know that feeling you get sometimes when a friend or neighbor purchases something that you really like yourself? Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. In today's culture, we tend to be driven by the desire to have the latest and greatest. And as Crown's founder Larry Burkett tells us today, allowing that attitude to go unchecked can create a serious stumbling block to our management of God's resources.
Covetousness. What does covetousness mean? It means that I see what somebody else has and I desire it because they have it. That's what a covetous person is. Not because I need it, but because they have it and I want what they have. And it may be, we might call that competition today. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon said, "All that my eyes did behold, I would not withhold from myself. And yet this also was vanity and was a grievous sin." And that's kind of where we are. Look at the advertising in America today, and you tell me what it's all built around. It's all built around greed, I have to have more. It's all built around covetousness. You ought to have one of these because somebody else has got one. I've counseled so many men over the years that lost so much of God's money foolishly, and the majority of them that did it because somebody else they knew was in it, and they coveted what they had. They didn't have a plan for their own life. They had never reached a point in their own life where they said, "No more, I don't need any more. Why would I do that? I don't need any more money. Therefore, whatever God has given me above what I presently have has to belong to somebody else." I can tell you one of the things I found, and I trust you have as well, you better put those goals and set those goals early before you make it. It gets tougher the more money you make, not easier.
If you have more questions or need prayer and encouragement, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976. That's 800-722-1976. Or go online to crown.org.